Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Today we are going to be looking at Genesis chapter 11. And I have some little prizes here for people who answer questions and read sections that I have up here. So here are some of the key points that we're going to look at with this, and I'm going to focus on how mankind unites in pride and how the Lord deals with that. And then I'm going to look back at Genesis chapter 6 and how it can compare to this and how it applies to us today. So to start out, we'll read part of this section here. And I didn't separate this into very small parts, but if someone would like to read verses 1 and 2. Aaron?
Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found and planned a plan in the land of there.
Very good. And would someone like to read verses 3 and 4? Saria?
Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad.
Good. Thank you. So from this first section here, it's important to remember that they said, let us make a name for ourselves. This makes it clear that mankind was prideful about what they were doing. And if they were giving glory to God in what they were doing, it would have been very different. So let's look at a passage from Genesis chapter 6, starting in verse 5. Sorry, it's pretty fuzzy on the screen here. Would someone like to volunteer to read it? Aaron?
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every inherent intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air. For I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Very good. Here you go. Thanks for reading that. The reason that I went back to this passage here is because this was a story very close to this one in time, and this story here, the Lord judged the people with a flood on the earth, and he saved Noah and his family because Noah followed him. But I went to this passage because you can see how the Lord dealt with their sin here and how he judged them. And I want to compare that to what happens in our story today. Back to Genesis chapter 11. Who would like to read verse 5? Ellie?
But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one and have one language, and this is what they begin to do. What the Lord did was very merciful. Remember the flood just a few chapters ago.
Thanks. This part here was not actually part of the verse, just to clarify, I wrote that. But I wanted to point out that, what it says basically. So my slides got really messed up on here, but I think I still remember what it said. In this chapter, it talks about how they built their tower, and I think some of the verses might have gotten cut out from that too. So I'm just going to read the first part of Genesis chapter 11 because my slides didn't really work out here. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they went and dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city, and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there, confuse their language and one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because the Lord confused the language of the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad the face of the whole earth. So, oh, thanks, you fixed it. So, is it sinful to build a tower? No, you're right. It's not sinful to build a tower, but what they were doing was they were building it in pride, and they were building themselves up, and they were not giving recognition to the Lord. This story is applicable to our lives today, and that's why it's in the Bible. So that's what I'm going to try and focus on here, is to show how it can apply to our lives today. In this story, it talks about how man was united. They were working together to build this tower, and they were doing that out of pride, and they were not uniting to serve the Lord. And that's also important to remember. And then, verse 4, it says, God said, nothing that they proposed to do will be withheld from them. This is an example of how people have a free will. The Lord allows us to make choices, even to the point that He would allow us to do things that He doesn't want us to do, because He wants us to choose to follow Him. And this isn't a story from the Bible, but I think everyone here knows the story of the Titanic and how it was a terrible tragedy. But in a headline, a newspaper, before the Titanic took off, someone said, not even God can sink this ship. obviously he was wrong. This is an example of people elevating themselves too much, and this is a little bit more modern example. So, here's some things to remember. God loves us very much. He does not want to destroy us. You can see how he had mercy at Babel. When the whole world was very evil in the days of Noah, the Lord destroyed a lot of the earth. But in this story, the Tower of Babel, when the whole earth was united in pride, he didn't want to destroy them. He loved them, and he just separated them. And it says that he did not withhold anything from them. So he didn't even exactly force them to stop building the tower as much as he just confused them. And God gives us a free will to follow him, but he does not force it. And Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. This is another choice that we have. We have the choice to follow the Lord, or we have the choice to reject him. And the Lord loves us very much, and he wants us to choose to follow him. Another point to remember is God has done so much for us, and he wants us to choose him. That's all I had. Looks like we're done early.